Nicole C. Mullen, Shout Like Never Before. What do we always think of Warren Evans when we say something like that? Morning.
Good morning, sir.
Nice to see you. You well?
I'm always well when I see you, Paul.
Yeah. You know, he's told me off already. This is true, this. He's told me off. You make one little slip up and immediately you just get hammered for it. Warren Evans is the CEO of Sports Chaplaincy UK, not Sports Chaplains UK, which apparently is what I said earlier on. Sportschaplaincy.org.uk. I shall hang my head in shame.
I will.
Hey, so I mentioned before the news about the footy.
Yes, you did.
It's a bit of a shock, if truth be told, isn't it?
Are we allowed to say miracle?
Oh, he's been listening. Hey, no, it is a bit of a shock, though, isn't it?
It was not just a little bit of a shock. I think it was a huge shock, knowing where most of the teams had come from, which was well behind their opponents. So, yeah, it was a huge shock.
And the thing is, of course, I mean, it was a big bit of pressure. I felt really sorry for Chelsea last night, because Liverpool had kind of turned it around, then Spurs turned it around, and then Arsenal turned it around, and then Chelsea, it was a bit touch and go until extra time. They were a bit shocked.
Extra time is lovely.
If it works out for you, it's
exactly.
Lovely. Yeah, indeed. Exactly. So we do wish them all the best. Although it's an interesting question, as you're here, and I know you like your sport, so we'll get your opinion on this, because an interesting point has come in from Tim, who's down in Bournemouth. And he says, I'm not sure whether it's a miracle, he says, but there are those Christians involved who I'm sure were praying for their club to win. Although, how much do you think is it the fact that UK clubs in the finals, Premier League clubs, full of international rather than national players these days?
That's an interesting question that's been resonating for a number of years. It has its place, but I don't think praying for your club makes as much difference. But it does make a massive difference, your club winning, on the community, on emotions,
on the
economy.
Yes. Yeah.
So, it's great that English clubs, we are biased, UK clubs have done a phenomenal job, and we wish them all the best.
And of course, one of the sort of abiding themes and principles of sports chaplaincy is the fact that as Christians, getting involved in our local sporting thing, whether it be at local club level or whether it be at professional level, getting involved with them, you are getting involved with something that really does have a phenomenal, can have a phenomenal impact on community, and it's good to be at the heart of it.
Totally agree. And I guess I'm always challenging people, don't just think of sport as an activity. Think of it as a community. And when we think of it as a community, our eyes are wide open when we look at them through the eyes of a compassionate God. And there's loads of great things we can do for that community. Mm.
Sportschaplaincy.org.uk is the website. Have a look at it. And as we often say when Warren comes in, if you are interested in sport, why not have a look and see whether your faith and your interest can come together in order to serve your local club, maybe just being a part of your local gym and or whatever. And of course, you encourage a lot of churches to get involved with, well, it's happening a week on Sunday, Sports Sunday.
Yeah, National Sports Sunday. Mm. Exciting. We're just challenging.
What does that mean? I mean, is the encouragement there that the minister should preach his sermon while on a treadmill?
Well, some may have to go on a treadmill, but I won't make any comments on that. It's about encouraging the local church to say, hey, instead of seeing your community of sport as competition, why don't you celebrate them? Why don't you pray for them? Why don't you do something intentional? And actually, a lot of our church, a lot of our congregations already are engaged in that community. Yeah, so why don't you celebrate it?
But doing what sort of thing? I mean, how do you make that work? And how do you make that crossover that engages like that?
That's a great question. Well, there's so many ways we can cross over. For one, instead of rejecting a community, why don't you invite that community to your church? You've got great facilities. Most churches have phenomenal facilities that you can offer to community clubs and do nights for them. But also just about saying, hey, we love you. So often the churches come across as pointing the finger, you're wrong, we're right. Why can't we just be open-handed with that community and say, hey, we think you're doing a phenomenal job. Your kids, you're teaching them great values, you're getting them fit. We want to say thank you and celebrate you and pray for you and pray for your families. And when we do that, something moves, God moves, and that transformational power touches people's lives.
And if people want to get involved in this, I mean, as you said, the date is a week on Sunday, the 19th. But I love the fact that you've taken all the resources that you've done and you've made them not date specific. So people listening to us today go, oh, I didn't know about that. Oh, I can never get it organized. A week on Sunday, I can't get it organized for then, Warren. Well, you don't have to, do you?
No, you don't. You can use the resources anytime you want. But we've put them all together with other ministries, other sports ministries, other denominational ministries, and some great partners who've thrown their resources in so everyone can benefit. So you don't even have to work that hard. It's all there just to use. So it's on nationalsportssunday.org.uk.
Yes, and you can have a look at it there. There's a link from the Sports Chaplaincy website as well. And amongst other things, I mean, there's logos and there's PowerPoints and so on and so, but then there's videos that you can use, a whole host of stuff, and there's sermon outlines. And that got the attention of every minister, the length and breadth of the nation, didn't it? Oh, so, oh, yes, we'll go for that.
Saved you 8 hours of prep.
Absolutely. Warren's with us to take a look back on the week, and we will do that. Do take a look at the website as we're talking, sportschaplaincy.org.uk. And, of course, if you've got an opinion or a perspective to put in on anything he has to say, well, you can email paul at ucb.co.uk or give us a ring, 01782 911 111. We shall intersperse our chat with a bit of music like this from Citizen Way.